My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, let's get to these confessions. And this first one, I mean, you all know how I feel about Mattress Mack. Love that dude. Known him for damn near 30 years. This has got to stop at some point. This has got to stop.
Wait, what has to stop?
Well, the everything is a commercial thing.
Ah, yes. First of all, get well, Mattress Mack.
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
He was in the hospital, and he gave us a little update.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Mattress Mack, Gallery Furniture. I'm down here at St. Luke's Hospital in the emergency room, having a little trouble with some cognitive things, but I'm sure I'll be all right.
He's in the hospital bed right now.
They have great doctors at Texas Medical Center. And I will be fine. I don't know how long I'll be in here. But the best way for you to make me feel better is go out to Gallery Furniture, giant Labor Day sale.
Come on,
buy your furniture. We got lots of items
on
sale.
Come on, man.
Gallery Furniture delivers free tonight. Biggest sale ever, Labor Day Super Sale. And buy that Tempur-Pedic and sleep great tonight. Hopefully I'll get out of here pretty soon because I got to go sleep on that Tempur-Pedic. God bless you.
All right.
I'm gonna be all right.
Okay.
And it really will be all right if y'all go out and buy some furniture at Gallery Furniture right now.
All right, so... He is in the hospital.
Not just in the hospital.
He has an IV.
In the ER.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he said he was in the... I thought he was just like, all right, you know, in the hospital. Like, you know, because sometimes if you're just in the hospital bed, that's where you are, right?
Yeah.
You're not discharged yet. In the ER, dog? Yeah.
In the ER.
In the ER, he was like, I got to get this off.
He looked sick, too.
With an IV.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever else.
And
he got the temperature thing on his finger and all that.
I feel like there's a line somewhere. I'm not sure if I'm the person to draw the line, but there's a line somewhere on... What particular ailment you can be going through where it doesn't feel kind of, I don't know, grimy for me to be like watching you in an ad. And he said cognitive issues. And I was like, no, that makes me feel bad right now.
He turned an emergency stay in a hospital bed into a commercial. And then he dropped the Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Hey, I guarantee you at his funeral, he will hop out the casket. And say, make sure you go to Gallery Furniture, free.
Well, here's the second part.
He's
going
to be like, you know how expensive funerals are. You can help me out by going to get you a Tempur-Pedic.
Here's the other thing. The second part of my confession, if I'm, what is he, 77, something like that?
That's a great question.
Yeah, if I'm in my late 70s and I'm in the emergency room and I'm having cognitive issues, I would, and I did a video, I'd say, buy furniture, don't buy furniture. What do I care?
It don't matter.
what do I care? You know, he's got a gazillion dollars. It's not like, you know, what is he planning for the future? All due respect.
Oh, wow.
All due respect.
Hey, yo. I don't like that at all.
I will say this. I do appreciate Gallery Furniture is his baby.
Oh, yes, for sure.
That's the one thing he lived
for. Absolutely.
And that's exactly why if you go in Gallery Furniture right now, you could probably see him actually working.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's not walking around in a suit just pointing around. He's actually doing some lifting.
No, he's real grind. He's my guy, man. I love
him. Yeah, so that's his baby, come on. That's what he loved to do.
And look, he wants to make sure that it continues to make money. And the thing is, like, he take care of his people.
Well, that's true. That too.
There's love and respect. I'm just like, Matt,
just get some rest.
Yeah, you don't have to sell right now. We know who you are. We know what you do. Go ahead and get some rest and get yourself back up to 100%.
Yeah. Watch this.
All right, so I was listening to Payne and Pendergast. Goodness, I should be able to speak, you would think. Earlier today, obviously, Nick Casario was on earlier. You can always Odyssey Rewind if you'd like to hear that in full. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that later. But they also had Ross Tucker on, who they'll have on weekly during the course of the football season. And Ross Tucker, at one point in the conversation, talked about the idea of maybe like doubling Stephon Diggs. And we were sitting together and I was like, you can't double Stephon Diggs.
No.
And that got me to the thought of CJ Stroud might be in Mahomes territory in this one way. Right. And hear me out here, because I understand once you bring up Mahomes like that, like our guy Hoosh. Right. Once you bring up Mahomes, you just end up in a bad place. Yeah. But CJ Stroud might be in a situation that's similar to Patrick Mahomes. What was that, like a couple seasons ago,
mm-hmm.
where defenses were like, oh, yeah, that over the top stuff. Dead. We're not doing that anymore. We're playing high shell coverage, and you're gonna have to work underneath and just be patient, right? Because if you want to try that, you know, like what we saw in Week 18 against the Colts, where they were just like deep shot, right? If you want to try that stuff, not letting it happen. Mm-hmm. If you want to take 7 yards at a time, go for it. But we're not letting you have over top. And I think that might be a possibility with all of the weapons that the Texans have. CJ Stroud might be in that place where you're just gonna have to keep making the right play underneath time and time again, because defenses are not gonna want to give you the.
I think you're absolutely right. We were talking about it, and we also mentioned Dalton Schultz. I think, you know, I might have confessed this already. I thought, you know, he was gonna have lesser numbers this year because of all the weapons. Hell, he might have better numbers because of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the key is be patient, man, because I know as a fan, I want to see some over-the-top type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some home runs and all that, but sometimes you just got to take them with
I want to see wins.
Game. Yeah, man. At the end of the day, man, you ain't got to see an over-the-top pass to Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's just get these wins, man. Watch this. These are my confessions. I never thought I would say these words ever, but I was actually happy for Bill O'Brien last night.
Hey.
I watched that game, and Boston College looked good, man.
Yeah, they did.
They look good against Florida. I don't even know. I know they ranked number 10.
Not anymore.
I know. They weren't going to be ranked very long anyway.
Yeah. No, that's not the number 10 team in the league, man.
Yeah.
But no, I was legit happy, and it seemed like ESPN just – went into this love fest of Bill O'Brien just being a hometown guy, going back home and coaching this college, this Boston College team and all that stuff. I was like really happy just seeing the love he get.
Well, good for you. I'm not there yet.
Oh, wow. So Bob Wischusen couldn't convince you with all of the hometown guy.
And see, I'm really happy too, because it was just him going back home, because he could have easily went to he had a job at Ohio State, but he took a lesser team. He went right back home. And
what do you mean? I've always said Boston College is the cream of the ACC crop. I've often said that.
Well, they might be this year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was legit happy for him, man. Yeah. It was good. Like, I don't want to see him in the NFL again. I want him coaching my team, but
absolutely not.
Just going back home, I felt like I was super.
Nah, that's fine, but good for you. Watch this. These are my confessions. Figgy, you know one of my pet peeves, man.
Yeah.
Don't say it. Don't say it unless your season ends.
It's a must win.
If you lose.
Well, it's really a must win game for both teams. I understand the season is long, and, you know. But you don't want to stack up losses, especially in the division.
It's a must win, man.
Jimmy Ward.
Must win. Gotta win.
Week one, must win.
God. I have certain. You'll
what win. Happens if you lose this game, Lopez?
Nothing. You play
over.
Next week.
What?
You play next week.
Are you serious?
And get right. In fact, I actually, when I said the Texans were going to end up starting the season 5-1, I have them losing the first game.
Oh.
I have them losing to the Colts. Mm. And then rattling off 5 straight.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. But yeah, it's not a must win. Just a little pet peeve you guys should know by now.
All right. Very good. I'm going to work that nerve over the course of the season. I'm super excited about that. Watch this. These are my confessions. It's amazing how a person or team's most vocal fans can shape one's perspective of them. Mm-hmm. And it this is all sorts of different places. Like, you know the person or the team that you're like, I actually don't hate that person that much, but y'all...
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay.
Like, for me, it was in some ways the Josh Allen stands early on when it was very clear that he wasn't good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he became really good. And I was like, oh, my bad. I was wrong earlier. And they're like, no, you were wrong all the time. I was like, no. He was bad before. No. Yeah. Let's not pretend like Caitlin Clark, I think, is in some ways in that place because mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark is she's a hooper. She's so good. Like, that team is, with the Fever has been really good. And
don't ask Cheryl Swoops that.
They just played the Dallas Wings recently and, you know, did a fantastic job. You can see even where she's improved when they're with their Olympics break, where she's adding to her game. Yeah. So, like, oh, man, that's great. Cheryl Swoops, I know that she's had criticism of Caitlin Clark, and some people have felt it's been unfair of that. Cheryl Swoops, Houston legend, obviously.
Absolutely.
But then... the way that people are going after Cheryl Swoops about this, and then some people are just being downright unreasonable when it comes to Caitlin Clark. And I understand that's not Caitlin Clark's fault, but man, sometimes I have to like be very cognizant of, you don't dislike Caitlin Clark at all. Some of them people that talk about Caitlin Clark get on my nerves, though. I will admit that.
Oh, I don't think that's fair, but she's supposed to know. Like, Cheryl Swoops is supposed to know. You know, a hooper when she sees one.
And I think I think that, again, this might be one of those things where you're trying so hard to, like, kind of counteract some of the, which was just a crazy amount of love. And I don't say crazy as a judgment, just like as a kind of a metric of how much. Just a lot of love for Caitlin Clark. And she was like, hey, man, there's still some things here that that can be criticized. And that's fair. Maybe she's a little more critical than I think others could be there. Yeah. And that's her prerogative. I do think that, yeah, we need to give a little bit more, have a little bit more balance there. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought the wild thing about it is just, oh yeah, some of y'all around Caitlin Clark with the ways that y'all are talking about this.
No, that's fair on the fans. Yeah,
it's
crazy.
It's really getting ridiculous too, to the point I'm really considering not even saying anything about Caitlin Clark on social media at all. Because I retweeted something, I think it was like some type of foul that happened, somebody fouled her, and everybody was making the think piece about this foul. And I'm just like, it's a hard foul. Give the girl a flagrant.
It happens.
I'm like, this ain't, everything, everybody ain't trying to target her.
It's not social commentary. It's a foul.
Yeah, yeah, everybody keeps saying, oh, no, she lowered the shoulder and all this.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's a foul. That stuff happens.
It's a foul.
Yeah, the girl was running full speed trying to stop the fast break. Mm-hmm. It was a foul. Like, there is nothing serious about this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You got one?
I got one. These are my confessions. I think I'm becoming a little tired and depressed from this house hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's starting to drain me mentally, and I think it's starting to drain my wife too. To the point we had to like stop talking about houses, and we were just like mentally tired.
Oh, y'all just need a house detox at this
point. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Where she was just like, you know what, let's just hold off until tomorrow and regroup. because it's so much stuff going on, because like it's like we want to buy a house, but we got a little bit of time until we can't, I mean, until our lease ends.
Yeah. So you have to figure out something else if you don't get a house
done.
Yeah,
so now not only are we looking for the right house, we looking for a duplex so we can rent out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but we're also looking at rentals just in case that falls through. And then we're also looking at single family houses just in case the duplex don't work out.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all are like operating on it's a multi-front situation.
It's a lot going on. We looked at some houses all weekend pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And one house, this one was very uncomfortable, man. So we went to this house, pretty much got catfished because we looking on the app and we like, okay, it looked like a decent house for a nice price. Pull up to the house. It's a girl in a bonnet sitting on the porch.
Oh, that was the deal breaker?
No, somebody was living in the house.
Oh, okay. Got you.
So I'm like, I'm not about to go in the house somebody living in and check it out. And then I think this the part that was the turnoff was we can move in the house, but we had to kick them out.
Oh, wow. That's...
So I'm like, I'm not kicking nobody out the house.
Yeah.
You immediately are the bad guy?
Yeah. So I'm like, so not only am I about to go through this house and look at, ooh, this is nice. It probably wasn't clean.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not about to buy the house just to kick them out. So this
all is I can tell you, Figgy, is just hang in there. And I know that's trite. I know that's everybody says that. It's going to hit you when it hits you, and it's going to happen when it happens.
Yeah, man. I just want a house, buy a house, and that's it. Yeah. I would never move out that house ever, man. If I got to keep going through this process, I'm cool, man. I hate moving in general.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still kind of trying to pack a little bit, but nah, man, it's tough, man. For me, man.
Prayers up for our guy, Figgy Fig.
Yes, sir.
I want to slide. Yeah, I'll slide one more in here real quick.
Yeah.
My bad, boss man. I see the clock. It doesn't hold, but I didn't get nearly as much done as I thought I would on Labor Day weekend.
What'd you do, man? Did you just chill?
A little bit of rest, which was necessary. But I mean, I did get the apartment together, some laundry, those types of things. I got the TVs hooked up. So we got three TVs on a wall, baby. But I thought I was going to be able to get more done, you know, get the groceries stocked up, start cooking, right?
Yeah,
so I don't have to have so much of a food budget and those types of things. And I still haven't gotten my personal room organized and everything, but still, we did use the weekend.
You get there, man.
Use the weekend.
Got number time.
I thought I'd be much better set up after having three whole days off of work.
Got number time.
Nope.
I got no time.
Yeah, you are really on the
and
clock.
And this month
here.
Flying by fast.
Yeah, it sure is. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Let's talk about college football on a Tuesday. Obviously, an extended weekend of college football, including we have a result on what's happening with the Lopez and Sean Pendergast bet. We'll give you updates there. Talk about the weekend next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.